Hey, greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Hear the Gear with Bark.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Hear the Gear. It's your host with the most, Beetle Bark. Beetle Bark, Beetle Bark, Beetle Bark. And I'm here to talk about this very rare dynamic microphone. Apparently, the lead singer of the Blue Oyster Cult, he liked this microphone a lot. It's the Equation DSV-10. It's a super cardioid dynamic handheld microphone. Ran about $250 back in the day before Equation became no longer a thing. But it was an expensive one and a pretty nice one. It's got a pretty smooth, neutral tone to it. And I quite like it. Now, this thing has since been sold. It's on its way to a new owner. But that is in part because I found a DSV-7, that's right. I found one of those a while back for like $30. That was a $150 mic. I did some side-by-side comparisons of the DSV-7 and the DSV-10. I could not hear a bit of difference. Like, I mean, zero difference. I could hear no difference whatsoever. I looked at the capsules. The capsules look exactly the same. I don't remember if they had the same exact markings on it or not, but they looked identical. So I think the DSV-7 is the same thing as the DSV-10, except the body is a little less robust, but it does have an on-off switch, which the DSV-10 does not. And the head basket, I think, was a little different, not much. But then yesterday I found another DSV-7, which these are rare microphones. Musician's Friend had one used for $9.99. Mind you, this is a $150 mic. Mind you, this sounds like this $250 mic that I'm talking on right now. Again, I could find no difference. And I've experienced that a few times. There's a couple mics from Carol that I did on Obscure Mics a while back, and they sounded almost identical, about as close to identical as you can get without actually being identical. I think there was a little tiny bit of a difference, but it's like, why? Why? I understand if the body's a little different, head basket's a little different, like the same capsule can produce slightly different results, but not enough to matter, in my opinion. Let's go ahead and do some tests. This microphone does have a little plosive protection cap on top of the grill. It's if you've ever seen one of those on a Samson mic, this is the same thing. It's just a little tiny extra. It's like a nipple. It's like an areola with a nipple is what the grill of this mic looks like. And the nipple is to stop you from blowing air into it. So here we go. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. And when you get right on top of the microphone, this is what it sounds like when you're directly on top of the Equation DSV-10. This is what it sounds like. Now we're going to get that super cardioid polar pattern tested out. We're talking into the front of the mic. Now we're going to go 90 degrees off axis, 180 degrees off axis, 90 degrees off axis, and then slowly back around to the front of the microphone. And there you go. This is the Equation DSV-10. Let's do some handling noise, which I do have the Tascam DR-10X linear plug-on recorder. It's hanging off the end of this microphone. So the handling noise, you might pick up a little extra because this is directly connected. But let's test it out. I don't think it's ever caused much of an issue, but let's pass the mic back and forth so you can hear the handling noise. Going to do that right now. There you go. That was the handling noise, and that's going to conclude the test of the Equation DSV-10. I am a little bit sad to get rid of it because it is rare, but at the end of the day, I have so many microphones, there's no way I can use them all on a consistent basis. And the Lauten Audio LS208, which I'll have on this channel soon enough, that is my absolute go-to mic. And then the runner-up is the Behr Dynamic M99. And from there, I don't know. Those are my two favorites. I've got a favorite dynamic, a favorite condenser, and then I've got some other stuff sitting on my keeper shelf that I like a lot, but the OMA condenser, I need to put that on here too. I need to do a lot of things on here. Anyways, please reach out if you have any requests or any feedback or anything like that. I'm going to give you the Twitter of my personal, at BarkBackRow on Twitter, BarkBackRow on Instagram, Obscure Mics on Facebook, on, so on and so forth. But if you get value out of this, let me know. Let me know somehow, some way. If you go to Obscure Mics on YouTube, I've got a Discord server in the description. You can go there, chat it up with me there and the other members of the community there. So don't be quiet. Don't be a stranger. Reach out. Let's rub our wieners together and have a good time. See you guys next time on Hear the Gear. Sorry about the wiener thing.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hear the Gear with Bark.